American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraphs.
Undergo. Undergo. Manner. Manner. Erratic. Erratic. Mild. Mild. Fluctuated. Fluctuated. Get down. Get down. Stable. Stable. Someplace. Someplace. Ensure. Ensure. Human. Human. Break down. Break down. Digested. Digested. Units. Units. Guard against. Guard against.
Now, listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
Dan's health recently began to undergo a change for the worse. It had always been good, even though he had lived in a somewhat undisciplined manner when he was younger. Then his schedule was erratic. He slept and worked at irregular hours. Since he ate whatever he wanted and engaged in only mild forms of exercise, he didn't like to sweat, his weight fluctuated. He'd let it rise to 230 pounds. Then he'd get it down to 170 pounds by dieting and working out harder. When he turned 30, Dan changed his habits. Now his weight is stable. It stays at about 180 pounds. He exercises regularly and chooses his food carefully, even when he and his wife go out someplace to eat. Dan takes natural vitamin and mineral supplements every day to ensure that his body gets what it needs. He knows that the human body breaks down and absorbs natural vitamins better. Artificial vitamins are not digested as well. Dan takes 1,000 units of vitamin C every day to guard against catching a cold. In spite of these precautions, he's felt awful for several weeks.
Look at Figure 2 now. Listen to the sentence and write the missing word. You might have to change the form of the words in the box to the plural, third person, or past forms.
Number 1. Let's talk someplace where it's quieter. Number 2. The patient's condition is stable now. Number 3. The patient's pulse rate was very erratic. Number 4. John solved the problem in an unusual manner. Number 5. Sergeant Peters belongs to a unit that's stationed overseas. Number 6. Greasy foods are difficult to digest. Number 7. The level of the water in this lake seldom fluctuates. Number 8. Recruits must undergo 6 weeks of basic training. Number 9. The temperature got down to 20 degrees last night. Number 10. Football players wear helmets to guard against head injury. Number 11. Please cross-check the information to ensure that it's correct. Number 12. Can atoms be broken down into smaller particles?
Listen and check the words you wrote. Then repeat the sentence.
Number 1 is someplace. Repeat. Let's talk someplace where it's quieter. Number 2 is stable. Repeat. The patient's condition is stable now. Number 3 is erratic. Repeat. The patient's pulse rate was very erratic. Number 4 is manner. Repeat. John solved the problem in an unusual manner. Number 5 is unit. Repeat. Sergeant Peters belongs to a unit that's stationed overseas. Number 6 is digest. Repeat. Greasy foods are difficult to digest. Number 7 is fluctuates. Repeat. The level of the water in this lake seldom fluctuates. Number 8 is undergo. Repeat. Recruits must undergo 6 weeks of basic training. Number 9 is got down. Repeat. The temperature got down to 20 degrees last night. Number 10 is guard against. Repeat. Football players wear helmets to guard against head injury. Number 11 is ensure. Repeat. Please cross-check the information to ensure that it's correct. Number 12 is broken down. Repeat. Can atoms be broken down into smaller particles?
Look at figure 3 now. Repeat the underlined words.
In charge of. In charge of. Surgeon. Surgeon. Faith. Faith. Cure. Cure. Digestive. Digestive. Organs. Organs. Digestion. Digestion. No place. No place. Intestinal. Intestinal. Intestines. Intestines. Vision. Vision. Eyesight. eyesight. Chart. Chart.
Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
The doctor in charge of Dan's case is a surgeon named John Harrison. As chief of surgery at Midtown Hospital, he has performed many highly successful operations. His patients have complete faith in him. They know that if anyone can cure them, he can. Dan Dawson is one of Dr. Harrison's newest and most interesting patients. His symptoms are confusing. They seem to indicate problems not only in the digestive system, but also in organs that have nothing to do with digestion. There was no place in his medical books where Dr. Harrison could find a record of a case exactly like Dan's. First, Dan developed intestinal problems. After he eats, he feels so much pain in his intestines that he's lost almost all interest in food. Then he began to have headaches so severe that they affect his vision. When they occur, he sees black spots in front of his eyes. His eyesight is becoming worse, too. When he had his eyes examined recently, he could barely read the chart on the wall of the doctor's office. Dr. Harrison plans to put Dan in the hospital for a thorough physical examination.
Now look at the paragraphs again and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What's the name of the doctor who's taking care of Dan? Repeat. The doctor in charge of Dan's case is named John Harrison. What kind of doctor is he? Repeat. He's a surgeon. Do his patients trust him? Repeat. Yes, they have complete faith in him. Are they certain that he can make them well again? Repeat. Yes, they know that if anyone can cure them, he can. Do Dan's symptoms indicate problems only in the digestive system? Repeat. No, they also indicate problems in organs that have nothing to do with digestion. Can Dr. Harris find a case like Dan's any place in his medical books? Repeat. No, no place. What kind of problems did Dan develop first? Repeat. He developed intestinal problems first. Where does he feel pain after he eats? Repeat. He feels pain in his intestines after he eats. What do his headaches affect? Repeat, they affect his vision. Is his ability to see becoming worse? Repeat, yes, his eyesight is becoming worse. Could he see well when he had his eyes examined? repeat. No, he could barely read the chart on the wall.
Look at figure 4 now. Listen to a statement. If it's true, circle T. If it's false, circle F.
Number 1. Operations are performed by surgeons. Number 2. Faith is the opposite of trust. Number 3. The purpose of medicine is to cure illness. Number 4. Charts display various kinds of information. Number 5. No place means the same thing as anywhere. Number 6. Vision is the same thing as eyesight. Number 7. The process of digestion takes place right before food is eaten. Number 8. In charge has the same meaning as in control. Number 9. A case of flu that affects the intestines is called intestinal flu. Number 10. The stomach is an organ in the circulatory system.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Listen. Operations are performed by surgeons. Number 2 is false. Listen. Faith is the same thing as trust, not the opposite. Number 3 is true. Listen. The purpose of medicine is to cure illness. Number 4 is true. Listen. Charts display various kinds of information. Number 5 is false. Listen. No place doesn't mean anywhere. It means nowhere. Number 6 is true. Listen. Vision is the same thing as eyesight. Number 7 is false. Listen. The process of digestion takes place right after food is eaten, not right before. Number 8 is true. Listen. In charge has the same meaning as in control. Number 9 is true. Listen. A case of flu that affects the intestines is called intestinal flu. Number 10 is false. Listen. The stomach is an organ in the digestive system, not the circulatory system.
Look at figure 5. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. Number 1.
Where's Cindy?
She's in the hospital.
Why is she there?
She was in an accident. Number 2.
Who's that man over there?
That's Dr. Harrison.
What's his specialty?
He's a back surgeon. Number 3.
Why do you need an x-ray?
I think I broke a bone in my hand.
When can you see the doctor?
Tomorrow morning. Look at the dialogues again. After you hear the question, read the answer. Don't repeat, just listen and answer. Number one.
Where is Cindy? Why is she there?
Number two.
Who's that man over there? What's his specialty?
Number three.
Why do you need an X-ray? When can you see the doctor?
Now, read the questions in the dialogues and listen to the answers. Don't repeat, just ask the question and listen to the answer. Number one. She's in the hospital. She was in an accident. Number two. That's Dr. Harrison. He's a back surgeon. Number three. I think I broke a bone in my hand. Tomorrow morning. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 24.